first Christmas after we were married was pretty slim, as Christmases go. I was in the Army, living off base in Maryland, and we were broke. We went down to a Christmas tree lot to find a tree, but they were all too expensive. Finally, the owner, seeing my uniform, said, "We have a special price for active military," and gave us a tree for half price. We had no lights or ornaments except a couple of boxes of very tiny red and green balls and some Spritz cookies that Jean baked and hung on the tree. On Christmas morning, we opened our gifts to each other. Jean had given me a bird book, which I still have to this day, and I'd given her a pin and some fur-lined gloves. It was the leanest Christmas of our lives, but the one I'll remember the best. It was about giving something personal to the one I cherished and receiving something special from the one who loved me. It is in simple, loving, giving and receiving that we find the heart of Christmas. God gave us the most precious thing to Him, His only begotten Son. He came as a baby, born in a stable, laid in a rough wooden manger, and 33 years later died on a rude wooden cross for our sins. And then Easter morning, God raised Him from the dead. God gave us His most precious, His most costly gift that Christmas night. And what do you have to give Him that He really wants? A prayer? A song? Good, but not enough. An offering of a few dollars or a few hundred dollars? That's good. But if that's all, it somehow cheapens Christmas and turns it into a commercial transaction. That's only money, and you can earn more of that. On Christmas, the only gift that is worthy to give Him, the only gift He really hopes for, is that which is most precious to you and most costly: your heart, your life, your love, your future. Perhaps you've withheld this special gift from Him, but now is the time, on this special night. Don't withhold from Him the only gift He really desires from you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your great gift. And I pray that You would receive the gift of our hearts and love and faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.